Sky Protocol's annualized revenue run rate hits a record $419 million, or Sky Protocol, the DeFi lending system that used to be MakerDAO, is now running at a record annualized gross revenue run rate of $419 million. The figure comes from a Sky Frontier Foundation report referenced on July 11, 2026, and it marks the highest run rate the protocol has posted since its rebrand. The number is a run rate, not a booked annual total. It annualizes recent revenue, so it reflects current conditions rather than a full trailing year. Even with that caveat, $419 million puts Sky among the highest earning protocols in DeFi by gross revenue. The revenue comes from lending and stablecoin demand. Sky's income is not exotic. It earns interest on the collateralized loans that mint its USDS stablecoin, and it earns yield on the reserves and real-world assets backing the system. When a user locks collateral to borrow USDS, they pay a stability fee. When Sky routes idle reserves into short-term instruments, those return yield to the protocol. Both streams scale with how much USDS is outstanding and how high borrowing costs sit. That is why the run rate moved to a record now. Gross revenue at this scale tracks the size of the stablecoin supply and the rate environment. More USDS in circulation plus healthy demand to borrow against crypto and real-world collateral pushes the top line up. It is a slower, more mechanical business than trading fees, which is part of why the figure reads as durable rather than a one-week spike. Gross is not the same as what reaches the protocol. Gross revenue is the headline, but it is not the money left over. Sky pays out a large share of what it earns to depositors through the Sky Savings Rate, the yield users receive for holding USDS in the savings module. It also spends on operating costs, token buybacks, and incentives. Net protocol income sits well below the gross run rate once those payouts are subtracted. The report frames the $419 million as gross, so read it as the total the system generates before distribution, not as profit. That distinction matters for anyone valuing the Sky token off these numbers. A record gross run rate signals strong demand for the product. It does not, on its own, tell you the margin. The MakerDAO lineage still matters. Sky is the direct descendant of MakerDAO, the protocol that launched DAI in 2017 and spent years as the reference point for decentralized stablecoins. The 2024 rebrand introduced the Sky governance token and USDS alongside the legacy DAI. But the core machine is the same. Over-collateralized debt positions that mint a dollar-pegged asset governed on-chain. That history is relevant to the revenue story because Maker was among the first DeFi protocols to route reserves into real-world assets like short-term treasuries. That decision turned a rate cycle into a revenue engine. The current run rate is the compounding result of that shift, plus a larger USDS float. The read for stablecoin users. For anyone holding or spending stablecoins, the practical signal is about backing and yield, not price speculation. A protocol earning at this rate has room to keep funding the Sky Savings Rate, which competes directly with centralized savings products and with the yield offered by other on-chain stablecoins. It also reinforces a pattern across the sector. The biggest stablecoin issuers now run real rate-driven businesses. USDS is one of the assets people increasingly hold in self-custody wallets and, in some setups, spend from through on-chain payment rails. When the issuer behind a stablecoin is generating hundreds of millions in gross revenue, that is a stronger backdrop for the PEG than a thinly capitalized token chasing growth. One data point does not settle a valuation debate, and a run rate can fall as fast as it climbs if rates drop or USDS demand cools. But as a snapshot of where Sky sits in July 2026, a record $419 million annualized gross revenue run rate says the old Maker machine is earning more than it ever has.